Well, Australia's largest supermarket chain, Woolworths, has released its half-year results today. And while net profit after tax did decline by close to 8% to $887 million, there were some encouraging signs for the underlying business. And that was part of the reason why many analysts in Australia seem to be relatively pleased with this result. So sales up about 6% over the half, online sales up 31%. Underlying profit was up by close to 9% to around $979 million. It will also be paying out a dividend to investors, which is a modest improvement on what it paid out last year, paying out 46 cents this time around on April the 9th. So why did it happen? Well, let's look at some of the drivers that made this result possible. On the positive side of things, we basically had revenue and profits improving across all of its business units. And that's something we haven't been able to say for quite some time. It included its supermarkets in Australia and New Zealand, Endeavour Drinks, which is basically BWS and Dan Murphy's, Big W, and its hotels unit. The reason why net profit actually declined, though, had a lot to do with one-off cost. So it spent about $50 million getting its liquor and also hotels division ready for the eventual spin-off or demerger, which is expected to happen at some stage this calendar year. But it also spent about $80 million trying to deal with the underpayment of certain staff. So looking at the different divisions, well, its supermarket chain here in Australia saw sales actually improve by about 6.5% over the half. That means it's slightly outpacing growth from its closest rival, Coles. That had quite a bit to do with the successful Lion King and also Discovery Garden program, which was a big boost in the first quarter of the year. Endeavour Drinks saw total sales lifting by close to 5% over the half. That was mainly because it opened up quite a few new stores. So 9 new Dan Murphy stores, 7 BWS stores over the half. Big W was standout as well, with sales improving by close to 3% over the half, and it made $21 million in profit. And that's the first return to profit as far as a half-yearly result for Big W since 2016. That had a bit to do with basically improvements in the mix of products that it's selling, but also it's become smarter in controlling cost as well and not discounting quite as much. So looking forward, where to from here? Well, its shares have actually declined on this result. That could have a bit to do with the fact that it warned that it's had quite a slow start to this calendar year, but also keep in mind that we're in a falling market at the moment. We've had 4 consecutive days of losses for the Australian share market, and this is partly due to concerns, more broadly speaking, of the coronavirus. So most companies have done poorly in recent days. Elsewhere in the second half, Woolies plans to continue working towards the demerger of its Endeavour Drinks business.